And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the graphic novelist Jessica Abel, born Chicago, 1969. Growing up, she liked the Wonder Woman comics, drew a comic in her freshman year at Carleton College, a comic book of Medea in outer space for her final exam on ancient Greek literature, and then kept on. She started publishing a comic called Art Babe about young hipsters in Chicago. And then she worked with Ira Glass to write and illustrate a book called Radio, an Illustrated Guide, came out in 1999, and also wrote La Perdida, about a young American trying to find her roots in Mexico. Jessica Abel, who said, "My own method of making comics is unteachable, if not just plain unadvisable." It's the birthday of novelist Brock Clark, born in Springfield, Massachusetts, in 1968, author of An Arsonist's Guide to Writers' Homes in New England, came out in 2007. The story of an 18-year-old named Sam who accidentally burns down the Emily Dickinson house and kills two people, spends some time in jail, gets out, and finds that, along with a lot of hate mail, he's also gotten letters from people all across the country asking him to come and burn down the houses of other dead famous writers, writers who, for whatever reason, they do not like. It's the birthday of the artist Georgia O'Keeffe, born Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887, who said, "One day I found myself saying to myself, I can't live where I want to, I can't go where I want to go, I can't do what I want to, I can't even say what I want to. I decided I was a very stupid fool not to at least paint as I wanted to." It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Williams, born in Duluth in 1926, taught at the University of New Hampshire for more than 30 years, published 8 novels, most of them set in an imaginary town called Leah, New Hampshire. One of them was The Hair of Harold Rue, which won the National Book Award when it came out in 1974. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer J.G. Ballard, born 1930 in Shanghai. Wrote science fiction for the most part, but also a novel based on his own childhood in Shanghai, Empire of the Sun. It was a big success in 1984. And it's the birthday of the poet Marianne Moore, born in Kirkwood, Missouri in 1887. A famous figure in New York towards the end of her life, going to baseball games and boxing matches in her cape and her tricorn hat, and threw out the first pitch in Yankee Stadium for the 1968 season. In 1955, the Ford Company asked her to help them name their newest car. She came up with hundreds of names, such as the Utopian Turtle Top, the Mongoose Civic, and the Thunder Crester. They named it the Edsel instead. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff, entitled Manners. Prig offered Pig the first chance at dessert, so Pig reached out and speared the bigger part. "Now that," cried Prig, "is extremely rude of you." Pig, with his mouth full, said, "Well, what would you do?" "I would have taken the littler bit," said Prig. "Stop kvetching when it's what you got," said Pig. "So virtue is its own reward, you see, and that is all it's ever going to be." A poem by Howard Nemiroff, Manners, from the Selected Poems of Howard Nemiroff, published by Ohio University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.